Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
Welcome back to What's On Your Mind. It is 6 past the hour. Leon Francis sitting in for Scott Henin today, although Scott will join us here at the top of the show, at the top of the hour here. We're brought to you by our friends at PetroServe USA. I'm going to leave it to Scotty to make you hungry. All right, I'm just going to tell you that every location of PetroServe USA, be you from Valley City to Glendon, Minnesota, to Harwood, any place in between, you're going to get great home-style cooking. From the chicken fettuccine to the lasagna to the Swedish meatballs. So good. And the specials happen every day at all the locations. Of course, you're filling and they're helping American fuel better. But they do great prices. I'm always at Glendon. I'm a chicken strip.
Yep.
I love their chicken strip.
I love their chicken, man.
Their roasted chicken is so good. There's daily specials every day. Of course, the 4 for $4 and all kinds of specials every day. PetroServe USA. Helping America fuel better. Scotty is in D.C. Leon, welcome back.
Thank you, sir.
Good to see you, my friend.
Good. Thank you, sir.
And Scotty's on the phone. Are you? Did you get any on you? You got to get out of there, man. You might get some on you. You need to leave.
Don't drink the water,
bro. Less than 48 hours. So that's a mark of success that I managed to not spend a full 48 hours here. So I got here late, I'm losing track of days, Tuesday night, I guess. And I'm skedaddling out of here later this afternoon, get home at 4. So the best flight ever is to get on a flight out of D.C. at 1 o'clock and you're home by 4. Think about that. It's like, you're on a private flight for crying out loud. A little tight Minneapolis, but I think I'll do it. And been an interesting trip out here. It always is. I have to tell you, weather-wise, it's beautiful. It's usually so oppressive. One of the reasons they call this a swamp is because there literally is a swamp, right?
Yep.
10 square miles surrounded by reality and a lot of water. And in the summer, it's just awful. But it's actually beautiful today. Addis, my wonderful Uber driver, is taking good care of me today, and he's shuttling me to another meeting. I'm going over to the American Petroleum Institute to try and talk some sense into the wokeness over there these days and help them understand that, joining the mob on carbon management isn't exactly a good look for the oil and gas industry, but it's a problem with this town. See, they think, like, if you just go along with people, then they'll like us more, right? It's like, no, they'll always hate us, and you either join the battle or you lose. You get co-opted by them, but it's just kind of, and I have friends there, so I get to just talk candidly. But what else have I done? I saw Senator Cramer yesterday in one of the 15-minute increments that he had. It's amazing the schedules out here. I don't think people understand literally from the moment these members of Congress get up until they put their head on the pillow, it is literally 15-minute increments. This is not a cushy gig. this is not. I know we think it is because we see the salaries and we think, oh, it's great. But I'm telling you, they go like mad. And I always say that about legislators, too. If you follow legislators around for 80 days every other year in the session and see what they you'd have to be crazy to do these jobs. It just is that, no time for family. In the case of legislators living in a hotel room, Kevin Cramer's entire time in the House literally slept on an air mattress in his office because, he's not a man of wealth, couldn't, rent some fancy apartment. And, while $175,000 is a lot of money in North Dakota, it's not in Washington, D.C., where, every cab ride's $60, So we're blessed in who we have there. Just wrapped up a meeting with Kelly Armstrong. And
how'd that go?
The meeting schedule is not allowing me to be on the air today, but the meeting with Kelly went great. We had a great conversation about these people that were arrested on January 6th that are still in jail. We get a lot of questions about that. And so I'm just trying to drill down. Kevin Cramer's been working on getting a number, just find out how many and why are they still in jail, right? Kelly has a very unique perspective.
They're softening them up.
Former, Yeah, I don't. Yeah, exactly. And what Kelly said is, I mean, he's. I think he might be the only member of Congress, literally the only member of Congress that actually has always, you know, I mean, knows the federal judicial system, and actually been in the courtrooms and battling as an attorney in that arena, right? And so I kind of vented about, geez, our listeners really want to just find out what, like, how many people are there? Why are they there? Da, da, da. And he said, all fair questions. Some things I can tell you, some things I can't. But he said, none of that's unusual. You know, like, this is our federal judiciary system, right? If they want to keep you in jail and some judge says, okay, they keep you in jail. Not just people that were, whatever, pawns in a larger scam on January 6th, but I think it's something to remember. I'm dying to talk to him at length about it, just to better understand it, because he's like, yeah, well, I'm not surprised, right? I can't get outraged that these people are there when I think there's people that didn't, you know, participate in an event of that magnitude who are also in jail for, like, people you've never heard of or some petty drug thing or whatever. Again, a judge can do whatever a judge wants to do, and I think you nailed it, man. They're softening them up. You know, somebody just pled out with a misdemeanor out of that group. So,
I saw that. She was real compliant, too. She was a pussycat at the end.
I am so glad that we went to look for food in the bathroom that day. I just thought it was nowhere near it.
I missed that. What do you mean food in the bathroom?
That when we left the rally, when we were there on January 6th,
we
were locked in Kramer's office. We went to look for a bathroom, and I'm just glad we didn't even wander towards the Capitol.
Yeah.
Yep.
No, I mean, I don't think Alex Taylor and Kevin Flynn would have said, hey, the door's open, let's just go in there and follow up
a
mob in there. I don't know. I mean,
what if you were being ushered in? What if you were standing there and a federal agent or a police officer said, hey, come on in and open the door for you?
I'd go in then. Yeah,
well,
I'd go in.
There was something interesting. Actually, Devin Nunes was a table away last night and came over to chat. I think Devin Nunes is a hero. I think he's, you know, I can't wait for him to be chair again. The way he's taken on, you know, he's suing these people. He's suing people in the swamp, fake news media for lying about him, for defamation of character. God bless him, right?
Yeah.
Anyway, so Devin Nunes says about January 6th, he says, look, it is not illegal to be in a building with an open door. And prior to January 6th, people could come into the Capitol all day long. So he makes a pretty strong point that some of the people who, like you said, were either escorted in or whatever. I also learned from him something I didn't know about. Do you remember the photo of the guy backing up in the story? It was a Capitol policeman.
Yep.
And he had a billy club. You remember that?
I do.
And he was backing up the stairs.
Yep.
And I remember seeing that for the first time, and I was like, that poor guy has got some stupid Pelosi woke rules that he can't actually pull a gun and say, get out of here, right? And I continue to argue that if the first person that came through the window had been shot and thrown back out, it might have happened a second time, but it wouldn't have happened a third time, and that event would have ended right at the window. But these people were under rules of engagement that were pathetic, and I don't doubt Nancy Pelosi got the outcome she wanted. I'll always believe that.
I do,
okay?
Too.
They knew what was going to happen that day. Well, anyway, but later, obviously, people are just walking through a door. And Devin Nunes says, that's not illegal to just walk through a door, right? And so whether they were escorted or not. Now, one thing I also learned from him last night, didn't know this. So did you ever see the video, like 30 seconds before the Capitol police officer is going up the stairs backward with a billy club? Do you remember that?
I do.
30 seconds before. And if you back it up 30 seconds before, people are literally coming in that window, and that cop is saying, follow me.
Yeah,
That wasn't what was shown on CNN or anything else. But why is this cop leading them upstairs that ultimately is going to be to the Senate floor? And I've said this many times. I've been in that U.S. Capitol probably 50 times in my life. I get lost every time. I have no idea where I'm at. I you know, subway this and this, that, and how do I get the Senate floor? Where's the House floor? I'm, like, lost. So I'm like, how do these people get to the Senate and House floor? What I thought was, this was a crooked cop, right? A crooked cop that literally led them to the floor so they could be on TV. What Devin Nunes told me last night, and Senator Kramer also confirmed this, that cop was leading them somewhere completely away from the House and Senate floor. So he was actually a hero. And, you know, This is why Kevin's mantra of question everything is so important. Do not believe what you see on TV. Do not believe the narrative that comes out of this swamp. Do not believe fake news. Do not believe members of Congress. Question everything yourself, right? Because we've gotten to a place where the media is so corrupt and they are so entrenched in this place that you absolutely, and this is critical thinking skills. Where are they, guys? Where are they? Where are critical thinking skills? Anyway, good meeting with Kelly, and he's going to come on soon and talk about the criminal justice system in the federal government. It's not just the people from January 6th. It's everyday average people you never hear about. So sounds to me like we got some work on that front. But
does he think that, some of the things our federal government are involved with are like anti-constitutional? Or not constitutional?
No.
Okay.
Yeah, and the 10th Amendment. Yeah, all that. I mean, it's just, it's. I want to know more about the FBI agents there. Are they at every event like that? Are they infiltrating it? Yeah, great. That's normal. That doesn't mean just their presence there is bad, but were they entrapping people?
Yeah.
You guys take it away from here. Go get them.
Thanks.
We'll talk to you soon.
Thanks, Scott. We'll be right back. What's on your mind?
Hi, Stacey Boster, People's Home Equity Mortgage. Whether you're a first-time homebuyer or a homeowner ready to upgrade, meet with your lender before you start shopping. There are new rules in place as a result of COVID. The buying market is tight, and you want to get pre-approval ahead of time so that you don't lose out on that home that you want. Stacey Boster, 701-261-8359, or peopleshomeequity.com/StaceyBoster, NMLS number 1908175.
It's time to relax with a jug of North Dakota Sweet Crude Liqueur. At the end of a crazy day, let those stressful thoughts just melt away with the smooth taste of an unrefined, easy sip and drink and rich North Dakota history. Ask for it by name at your favorite local liquor store and go to crudespirits.com to see the variety of ways to enjoy North Dakota Sweet Crude. Old Man Widener passed his recipe on for generations, and they want to share it with you. North Dakota Sweet Crude, the great way to finish your day.
Luke is back from Red Trenchless. Hey, Luke, tell us a little bit about what you've been busy doing these last couple of weeks.
Hey, Scott. Well, we've been filling up the calendar real well. We got projects going on in Medina. We're going to be heading down to Wahpeton. We're up at New Johns Lake. We got some projects going on in Bismarck Mandan here. Calendar's looking pretty busy, but we always got time to get new customers on.
When you do a drawing job, Luke, what do they say to you about how you do it versus anybody else?
Well, they're really impressed. You know, every job we do, Scott, we treat it like it's our first one, and we leave it better than the way we found it, whether that's restoration or just friendliness with customers. We stand out from other competitors in the area, and, you can tell that by previous jobs we've done and on our website.
Trenchless technology, minimal excavation, and that means less disruption to traffic, business, and life. Repair, rehab, or replacement, call reddrilling.com. Call Luke at Red Drilling 701-934-1134 today or online at reddrilling.com.
Thanks, Scott.
Join me, George Norrie, for Contact in the Desert Worldwide Virtual UFO Conference, June 25th to the 28th. Contact in the Desert will be an epic weekend of exploration into UFOs, ancient alien civilizations, consciousness, AI, crop circles, and cutting-edge science. More than 130 presentations, 67 speakers, and 2 extra weeks to view our extraordinary lineup. Get your tickets today at contactinthedesert.com. It's time to make contact. Contactinthedesert.com.
Have you ever thought about turning your Glock, XD family, or 1911 handgun into a semi-automatic carbine? It only takes about 30 seconds. The MechTech carbine upper is classified as an accessory and can be delivered right to your doorstep with no FFL or background check required. It's the world's most versatile pistol accessory. Build your custom upper today. Simply go to handgunconversion.com. That's handgunconversion.com.
Todd recognizes this one. It's What's On Your Mind. Play a little Jeff Beck. This is the Freeway Jam from Jeff Beck. He's 77 years old today. If you don't know who Jeff Beck is, do the search. Legend. Hey, we're brought to you by our friends at Action Movers. Locations in Bismarck, Fargo, Minot, Rapid City, South Dakota, as well as Arizona, Phoenix, Denver, and Las Vegas. If you're moving, how about two guys in a truck, $99 an hour? How about that? Or moving anywhere. You got a cross-country move going on. I mean, anything you need done, residential or commercial, they offer corporate moving rates that are second to none. And with all the real estate changing hands and everything that's going on, moving seems to be a big deal. All right, go to aactionmovers.com. Actions with two A's. aactionmovers.com. Call them at 800-737-5535. 800-737-5535. Any questions? I mean, if you're planning a fall move, anything like that, I mean, that's worth getting that lined up now. Line that all up now. So aactionmovers.com, 800-737-5535. Tell them the What's on Your Mind team sent you in. And they're hiring, too, by the way. Man, are they hiring? Everybody's hiring. But boy, are they hiring. Offering a nice little incentive.
Nice little incentive there.
You come and drive for us to give you a big incentive. Details online at aactionmovers.com. Leon Francis in for Scotty today. Good to see you again, my friend.
Oh, it's good to be here. Rough week, man. Had a rough week.
I got to say that I think Leon, of all the, the whatever friends or whatever you call them on Facebook or whatever, you're the guy that I re-share or whatever. I don't do Twitter, Tweeter.
Yep.
I do a Facebook more than anything.
Yep.
But when I do share, because I see a lot of good stuff, but you're almost always the guy I share the most, just because when it comes to the topic of race and things like that, I refer to you and my other dear friends of color that I don't want to get into that conversation, so I let you speak for me. Because you do it so well. And I just always say, what Leon said, or what my friend David says, what they say.
Jason Whitlock.
Yep.
Love him.
Yep. What Larry Elder says.
Larry Elder, yep.
Yep.
Yeah, man. I was on another little show here locally that's on the station, and kind of got into it. Was called a hate monger. Me.
I read that.
You know who called me that?
I do.
Faith Dixon, head of the BLM, called me a hate monger. They called the entire listening audience racist, prejudiced, bigots. I couldn't believe it. And the good thing about giving people like that a platform is they out themselves.
Right.
So all the decent folks out there,
yep.
They see firsthand what we're dealing with.
Well, that's like Charlie Kirk says. The minute you get into a real conversation with substantive content,
yep,
and policy, it crumbles. The whole thing crumbles.
Did you hear?
Because there's no substance to it.
She will not debate me. She will not have a conversation with me. And
Nobody will.
She said it's because I spread hate. But I suspect that the reason she will not be in the same room with me is I will dismantle her BS like brick by brick. Knows that.
Have you read Blackout by Candace Owens?
Oh, God, yes.
I just finished it a couple weeks ago. Brilliant. And
very
she talks
nice
about that, how they won't argue. They won't take questions. That's why Biden stands in front of a teleprompter the whole time. He's president.
Gotta be scripted.
He's president's statement.
Yep.
He's president's script. There can't be a debate. Because they lose every time.
Handily.
Catastrophically lose.
Yeah, handily.
Yeah, handily.
I mean, if someone is going to, if someone wants to talk about the issues in the African American community and you start with systemic racism, that's the easy thing. And I've always said this. The easy thing is to point at Kevin Flynn and go, it's a system built by guys that look like you that are keeping me down. The hard thing is introspection, to sit down and say, you know what? Things aren't going the way we thought they were going to go. Maybe we should look at ourselves and see what's going on here. Why are these other cultures doing so well and our culture is kind of lagging behind?
Is it a culture thing? Yeah, I mean, whatever happened to if it is to be, it's up to me.
Oh, yeah.
That's gone. It's up to the government now.
Yeah.
It's up to somebody else. If it is to be, it's for me to blame somebody else and make sure that they have to pay for me.
Oh, man.
They have to pay for what they didn't do to me.
What? Twist your noodle, right? My grandma used to say, "By your Bible and your bootstraps." Period. Yeah. That's how you bring yourself up. It's your it's the way you see yourself in this world that's going to dictate whether or not you are a success. If you see yourself as a victim, you're never going to get anywhere. If you see this world as a set of challenges for you to conquer, and you are strong enough and more and confident enough in yourself to get out there and get it, then that's all that matters right there. It is your attitude toward the challenges in life that are going to dictate whether or not you are a success or a failure. And you're going to fail sometimes. And the worst thing on the planet to do is to blame Whitey. You can't do that. You need to look at the series of circumstances that brought you to that failure, learn from them, get up, and get it again.
Look in the mirror.
Look in the mirror. Oh, man. I don't understand why that message isn't the one that, well, I know exactly why that's not the message that the mainstream media is telling our kids. And don't get me started on critical race theory.
Well, and I want you to get started. I'm counting on it, actually. I just have one question for you. And when I hear, we talked about it before we got on the air. And I hear statements like from Schumer or whoever when they say the American people, as if every single American person has weighed in with Chuck Schumer. Meanwhile, you got guys like John Kennedy, when they make comments, they say, not the American people, they say most Americans.
Right.
Most Americans. He talks in the majority. It is most Americans.
It is.
There are that many people in this country. Comparatively to the 350 million we probably have here that are racist.
Yep.
And we know they're there. They've always been there. They're the gurgling underbelly of the evil side of what goes on in this country. I mean, and we know what happened years ago, decades ago.
Way too much on those guys, man.
That was so fun. That's so much history and so much learning since then.
Yeah.
And I think of, MLK, I mean, through the years that we grew up, not ever seen color. I've never seen color. It's just
CRT throws MLK's mindset right out the window.
That was going to be my question to you. Yeah. Was that? I mean, is Martin Luther King? He's got to be just spinning in his grave right now.
Oh, absolutely. Think about what you said now, like earlier about that many people, the minuscule minority of people that may harbor, some racist, bigoted thoughts or whatever. Still, even with that, it's the content of their character that dictates whether or not I'm going to associate with them.
Yep.
It all goes back to the content of character. It has nothing, zilch, zero, nada, nine, nits, nothing to do with skin color. It should be content of character, and that's a basic tenet, man. I saw a video with this maybe 5-year-old girl and her father.
With her dad, yeah.
That's beautiful.
As long as you're nice.
As long as you're nice.
And smart.
I thought that was beautiful, man. That's out of the mouth of babes, man. Coming up next, we're going to have Michael Coachman. We're going to talk to him a little bit about North Dakota politics, and I got a couple of questions. Be right back.
It's time to visit your Northern Region New Holland dealer to see the latest over 100 horsepower tractors from New Holland. They use leading edge EcoBlue high ESCR engine technology for increased power, torque, and fuel efficiency, as well as Tier 4 V emissions compliance. That's New Holland Smart. Choose from T7, Genesis T8, and T9 series tractors up to 620 rated horsepower. Explore the power of blue today at your local Northern Region New Holland dealer.
A trusted energy partner, a leader in the Bakken. That's Hess. A global independent energy company leading the way in oil and gas exploration and production in North Dakota. Working with suppliers, landowners, communities, applying new approaches and innovative technologies for operating safely and efficiently and protecting the environment. Hess. Working hard to make a positive impact on the lives they touch.
USA Radio News with Lance Pry.
Authorities in South Florida are responding early Thursday to a potential building collapse. Authorities from the Miami Beach Fire Rescue said more than 80 rescue units were at the location, including technical rescue teams, along with assistance from municipal fire departments. President Biden will meet with a bipartisan group of U.S. senators on Thursday to discuss their proposed framework for an infrastructure bill. The talks will focus on a $1.2 trillion 8-year spending plan. The Supreme Court of the United States on Wednesday ruled against the California Agricultural Labor Relations Act of the 1960s. That was the one that granted union organizers limited temporary access to agricultural workplaces to speak with laborers. The High Court said the law violates the Fifth Amendment, which bars the taking of private property for public use without just compensation. The court's 6-3 decision was used in the Cedar Point Nursery versus Hasid case. USA Radio News.
Trading involves financial risk and is not suitable for all investors. Past results do not guarantee future performance.
As life in America looks to return to normal, how can you succeed in the new stock market? With the tech dip, volatility with interest rates, and fear around the yield curve, it's virtually impossible to guess what will happen next. With Vantage Point, you don't have to. Text the word money to 813-813 to find out how our technology can forecast market trends up to 3 days in advance with incredible accuracy. Text money to 813-813 to find explosive moves before they happen. Vantage Point's patented artificial intelligence can give you a massive edge. Text the word money to 813-813. Start predicting trends 72 hours in advance and maximize your gains. Text money to 813-813. Experience Vantage Point for free. Learn how successful traders generate their wealth. Don't wait. Text the word money to 813-813.
Go to VantagePointSoftware.com for terms, conditions, and privacy policy.
Welcome back. This is What's On Your Mind, brought to you by our friends at Gateway Building Systems. 60-plus years of service, three locations, five-star service, by the way. Gateway Building Systems has gained a great reputation as a design-build contractor. They got experience, quality, reliability, and safety above all with their mission. Gateway strives to take you further, whether it's commercial and farm, grain equipment, storage, commercial buildings. They've got what you need. Gateway Building Systems is the number one Brockman dealer in the U.S., too. Locally owned and operated. Provides turnkey convenience, factory direct product, complete design services, and in-house construction. Gateway Building Systems provide you with Brockman solid bins and grain dryers, Millwright services, Lags towers, conveyors. Gateway has grain bin storage in stock. Ask about the seasonal discounts at 800-747-4499. 800-747-4499, online at gatewaybuilding.com. And Leon Francis is in for Scott, who's making his way back from the swamp. I saw a couple of pictures he posted. The fence is still up around the Capitol.
Those people,
fencing, man.
Oh, and
what's
it's
going
all
on
about
with
propaganda.
That?
It's all about optics.
It really is. Wow.
All right, well, build the wall, but we're not going to build it where you want it.
Yep. We'll build a fence to protect
Thank
us,
you,
but you
Mitchell.
Plebes out there, no, you don't get a wall. None for you.
So well, either they can say they built the wall, they just built it in D.C. instead of Texas. But
why, though? What are they afraid of? What's
Yeah, walls don't work.
Have you been to D.C.?
Yeah.
I'd put a wall around me, too.
there's that.
I was just thinking about the irony that Donald Trump is headed to the border, so now Kamala has announced that she's going down there. How long has it been?
She's going to El Paso.
91 days? 92 days?
Something like that.
Here's the funny thing about that whole thing. All of the infiltration is happening in the Del Rio district because that's where the river is very crossable. That's where it's open.
Yep.
That's where there's no wall. There's a line of homes. Scott was there, right on that part of the Rio Grande in Del Rio. And that's where but she's going to go to El Paso. So the governor and the CBP people are all saying, whoa, nothing's happening in El Paso.
Oh, that's what they want.
The problem is here. The problem is down in Del Rio. And she's like, no, I don't know.
She doesn't want to touch
this, man.
I can't
go. Oh, something
might
happen
to me. She does not want to touch this.
No. Yep. Don't go where the problem is. We'll go over here and have an optic.
Yep.
Have a photo. Yeah.
Photo op.
Exactly.
What do you got for me, Kevin?
That's all I got.
Oh, I thought you were holding your...
that's all I got. It's just more... What a joke. Watch this hand while this hand's doing the dirty work. You know what I'm saying?
Oh,
all right. Michael Coachman is on. We're ready to go.
Oh, okay. So, Michael, I'm going to preface this with saying that, you know, I was going to talk to Michael about something that's going on, you know, the recall thing. But then I was talking to some friends of mine, and they told me about what happened in Medora. So I'm, because I was in Wyoming, for the folks that don't know, over the weekend, so I couldn't be in Medora. So I just kind of wanted to get the lay of the land, you know, what's going on, you know, what happened. And this person, these people were talking to me, and then they said something that grabbed my attention. And I don't think that they thought it was that big a deal, but I had them back up and repeat it. How many North Dakotans know this? That during this election, in real time, votes were dumped. Did you know that? And if you did, you know, give me a phone, give me a call and tell me, yeah, I saw that or whatever. Or if you were in Medora and you heard the explanation for the dumping of these votes, call in, because I want to get your take. I want to understand why people aren't as upset about that as I was when I heard about it. And the first time I heard about it was yesterday. This happened Saturday. Votes were real-time dumped. Think about the environment that we're in right now with Dominion and all the audits in Arizona and PA and, you know, all of that. And right here in North Dakota, something similar happened. And the explanation, to me, the explanation given by the representative from the Treasury Department, It doesn't cut mustard with me. It just does not. And so I'm going to digress. I want to get Michael's take on what happened Saturday. And I'm the question, and welcome to What's on Your Mind, Michael. This is Michael Coachman. He ran for governor here in North Dakota. Real solid Second Amendment guy, solid conservative. Can't say enough good things about this dude. I love Michael Coachman, man. But I want to ask you if what I heard was true. Were votes dumped during this election cycle in North Dakota?
Yeah. Good morning, Leon, again. I also have patched in Paul Henderson. He was another one of the individuals that were there that also heard it with his own ears.
Welcome, Paul.
I was right after lunch, and I came back in, sat down, and there was a representative from the Secretary of State's office. His name was Jim Sirum, S-I-L-R-U-M. And he was going through all the different things, all secure our election was, and people asking questions, and people were saying, hey, look, we're not going to be able to go forward as a party unless we have the citizens of North Dakota are sure that our election wasn't fraudulent, and they knew that, or people are not going to join the party. And a couple of individuals stated that, you know what, there was people aren't feeling that way. And I said, well, I raised my hand. I said, well, there's a couple of ladies out in front of the building who are getting petitioned for a forensic audit of the machine. And that kind of got poo-pooed because they didn't want to go that route. And I said, okay, if they don't want to go that route, I'm just going to keep quiet and just, you know. And then one of a young man up front said, hey, look, you sure the machines are 100% accurate, no issues? And the guy goes, Jim goes, I will eat your hat and my hat. That's how secure I believe it was. And I raised my hand again. And I asked him, you sure it's 100% secure? There was no issues or anything going on that night? And he goes, nothing. I said, may I approach come up front? You know, because he had a podium.
Yeah.
So I went up front. And I showed him a piece of paper, and I said, this is from the Secretary of State website on election night. I said, could you read the time? He said, 10:47. I said, how many votes are there? He goes, 15,019. I said, look at the time now. He goes, at 10:48. And I said, how many votes are there? He goes, 14,093. I said, how do we go down and vote? Without that,
wow.
He turned to me and go, because there were test votes, because we did a whole bunch of testing, and they didn't purge the machines. So we dumped them then. I said, you dumped votes on election night? He goes, yes. I said, you dumped votes on election night?
Wow.
He goes, yeah. I said, you're not supposed to do that. He said, we were authorized. We could do that. We have, I want to say, century code. I said, well, if I remember correctly, I said, under federal law, you're not supposed to be testing the machines or anything 90 days before the election. And he said, we can do that.
And this was the Deputy Secretary of State, right?
I was called to sit down by the chairman because I think he kind of knew where it was going.
Right.
But go ahead.
So this was the Deputy Secretary of State, correct?
I didn't get this title because I came in a few minutes late. It was after lunch, and I was out in another room.
So if it was Jim Silrum, then if it was Jim, it was he is the Deputy Secretary of State. And I want to ask you, do you think that explanation was sufficient? Okay, so you're sitting there, you're monitoring the website. You notice that votes have been deleted, basically. What, over 1,000 votes are just gone? And you're scratching your head. You're like, oh, wait, how did that happen? So you ask, you know, the guy in charge, you know, what happened here? Do you think that his explanation apparently was that there are test votes out there. Some of the districts hadn't dumped those test votes before the election. So they were dumped, I guess, in real time on election night. I don't know. That raises some red flags with me.
I think it should raise red flags for everybody.
I agree. And so how many people heard this? How many people were there in attendance and heard this exchange?
We know there were 47 chairs and proxies, counting me. We had the executive board. We had Kelly Armstrong was there. Rick Berg was there, definitely. So we had a couple people. Jaeger was there. Matter of fact, when I was asked to sit down, Jaeger came up to me and said, he discussed this while you were out of the room. And I'm like, why did, in the middle of the second, his deputy was talking, he came right up to me and just told me this. I'm like, why are you telling me this? I mean, I just asked a question. That's all I asked. And he left away huffing and puffing because I confronted this.
So, wow. 1-800-228-0550. I want to know what the folks in North Dakota think about this. And if you were there, if you were in Medora at this meeting here, and you heard that, I want to know what your how you feel about that. Do you think that the do you think that the explanation for what appears to be the deletion of votes, do you think that it is sufficient? I have questions. And had I been there Saturday, I would have, I mean, we'd have been there for a good 2 hours. Because I got questions, man. I mean, are these things online? Is it a district-by-district deletion? Why did it happen in real time like that so quickly? If the district-level machines are not online, you know, how do you communicate to those folks that, hey, you got test votes that need to be dumped? It's all supposed to be done on dummy systems. Flash drive is how you collect the data. So how does that happen? I just, and I'm not like throwing out conspiracy theories, but I want to know. I think that these questions are pertinent. And if you, I mean, and if folks disagree with me, please, please call in and call me out. 1-800-228-0550. What's on your mind? Leon Francis, we'll be right back.
Right here, right now, is where life happens. Where you do you. The dreams that grip you. for a life that moves you. At First International Bank and Trust, we're passionate about putting you and your family's needs first, so you can focus on what matters most. What are you living for? First International Bank and Trust. Live first. Member FDIC. Equal Housing Lender.
The signature sale is going on now at Interoffice Furniture in Fargo. And that means you save 40% on special order Stickley and Charleston Forge furniture. You'll also save 30% on all in-stock residential accessories, rugs, and artwork. We are talking big savings on top quality furniture and accessories. So don't wait. Get into Interoffice for 40% savings on special order Stickley and Charleston Forge furniture. But only through March 20th and only at Interoffice Furniture on 1st Avenue North, Fargo.
Bob Worrell. Bob is the president of Lincoln State Bank at Hankinson, North Dakota. Tell me what kind of impact you see Hankinson Renewable playing.
It's been a blessing to our community from a lot of standpoints. As an employer, I believe when the plant opened, they had about 40 to 42 jobs that were created. Today, I think that's closer to about 55 jobs. So we have had employees that are driving from out of town, and one of them in particular just built a new home and has just moved in our new residential development. And that was a young couple that he was commuting here to work and decided to buy a lot, construct a new home, and now his family, his kids will go to school here. And so there's those kind of success stories as a result of that plant being here.
Ethanol and agriculture are one, and building better communities. Find out more at ndethanol.org.
Frustrated trying to get business capital? Want to take the slow process and rejection out of the equation? GCNLoans.com removes the slow, irritating approval process. Instead, get quick, simple funding. Powered by David Allen Capital, 80% of our pre-qualified clients are approved in days. Pre-qualify at GCNLoans.com and get your money this week. It's that easy. GCNLoans.com. That's GCNLoans.com.
Now with orders to stay at home, public health concerns, the reality of illness due to pathogens and viruses, your health is at an all-time high risk. That's why it's critical to take a proactive approach to boost your immune system. You can with new nano-colloidal silver from Americare. Our patented process with tiny silver particles, 1/100th the size of a red blood cell, allows for maximum body absorption. Americare's nano-colloidal silver effectively disinfects your body internally, attacking pathogens and viruses while supercharging your immune system. Colloidal silver is antibacterial and antiviral. Simply put, it prohibits bacterial respiration, suffocating viral cells, preventing the virus from replicating. And now, due to public health concern, Americare is authorized to offer our lowest and best price ever, around $1 a day, but supplies are limited. Purchase nano-colloidal silver now at immunesupportnow.com. That's immunesupportnow.com. These statements have not been evaluated by the Food and Drug Administration. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease. Supplies are limited.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
What's on your mind? Thursday edition, June 24th, brought to you by our friend Kevin Pfeiffer and the team at Pfeiffer's Auctioneers. And I'll tell you what, they have got, they're hosting, first of all, a number of live online and equipment auctions in Raleigh, Mercer, Lakota, Cavalier, Pelican Rapids, Minnesota, all over the upper Midwest, online auctions going on. If you're in the market for reliable farm equipment, John Deere tractors, livestock equipment, trucks, trailers, vehicles, really anything, even a collectible 1948 Indian motorcycle, which my father had one of those. Same year, too. I think we'd add it to 50. But if you go to Pfeiffers.com, P-I-F-E-R-S.com, you can get updated on all the land auctions that are going on, all the equipment auctions going on, and just check them out. There's a number of great, as you're heading towards fall, too, just think about hunting land. A lot of times they don't get considered on the hunting, but they have some great, great hunting listings right now going on, too, for looking for fall. So pifers.com, P-I-F-E-R-S.com is where you get the info for Pifers Auctioneers. Say, Kevin, hey, what's on your mind, team? Send us over here to hook up on some hunting land. That'd be my dream if I won the lottery. Buy, like, a huge chunk of land that I just get to...
Yep. You build a big, nice berm out there.
All of these stands are mine.
Absolutely,
man. If I won the lottery, you wouldn't be able to find me.
Well, there's that, too.
Well, all you got to do is go to one of these states where they will pay you $1 million to get poked, man.
Oh, yeah. I forgot about that.
And then your heart might explode. But
you
know,
yeah,
you don't need that. You'll grow another one.
For $1 million, you can buy another one, you know?
I guess.
Oh, man. What's on your mind?
You priced this out, right?
No, not actually. But now I'm thinking. Yeah, heart probably goes for a little bit.
How much is a human heart?
Google that.
Only you.
What's on your mind? 1-800-228-0550. On with Michael Coachman and Paul Hendrickson. Because I have questions. I have questions about election integrity. And we've been told, especially with this election cycle nationally, that, you know, there is absolutely there's no reason for you to be concerned. Everything's on the up and up. But I have questions, as does a lot of fine patriots across the country. I just never thought I'd have questions in North Dakota. Now, if someone, you know, is listening to me and goes, you know, wow, that loudmouth is on, you know, radio again. I gotta call in and I gotta set him straight. I'm down for that. Please do that. Put my mind at ease. Tell me that I'm wrong. But just from the bare facts that I have, there's an issue there. Michael, do you see an issue with what happened on election night?
Yeah, you know, you...
Was it adequately explained to you the reason why do you buy the whole test vote thing and if you
no,
do
no.
It, okay
the machine's supposed to be certified before election. That's what's supposed to put the security into our system, knowing that everything was tested, everything was done correctly before election. So when you go and vote, you know that everything is legit. So when you're being told by the Secretary of State or his deputy, or minion, and say, yeah, we don't vote on election night, that caught me by surprise. I would never would have thought they would have fessed up to that. And I had to repeat the question again. I said, so you're telling me you guys don't vote on election night? And he goes, test vote. And my thought was, before the chairman told me to sit down, was, how do you know how many machines had test votes? How many of the machines dumped regular votes? And did you get all the test votes?
Do we know of these
situations?
Are these Dominion machines, do we know, or what do we know?
They're from the company. They're not straight Dominion machines, but they are Dominion machines.
One note that Mike Lindell that caught my ear in our conversation yesterday was this wasn't just the presidential election. There were the Senate race in Georgia. There's a number of down ballot spots literally across all the states. So,
wow.
This, I know, is your surprise, and this would never happen here. Well, look what's happening in Fargo. Look what's it'll happen here, and it more than likely did. Because, I mean, Mike, they're finding when they're doing this forensic digging on these machines and stuff. But like Scotty said, he's in federal court today to try and get the case against him dismissed from Dominion. But he knows, they know for a fact, number of down ballots. And that does not surprise me, because cities, counties, states, there's big money in those as well. It's not just the presidential race.
And how do we ever verify?
Great point.
You know, it's just, If you lose faith in our election integrity,
we're done.
Then this whole thing goes off the rail.
Yeah, we're done.
And that's my point there.
Remember, we lost that faith.
Here in North Dakota, I thought we were kind of insulated, but you know, that's not always
maybe
the
not.
Case. Dennis, I'm my apologies. I ran a little long. Dennis and Stanley is on. So if you can hang on till after the break, and Michael, please, I know I kind of went on long. Can you please hang on after the break so we can break this down a little more?
He's good.
Thanks, Michael. We'll be right back.
Sometimes when you think of a pool in the backyard that's portable, you think big box store and plastic and, you know, really junky portable pools. A splash pool is not that. Vince is here from Hot Springs Spas and Pool Table Studio to tell us about a splash pool.
The Splash Super Pool is a permanent pool that's portable, meaning you can set it up, leave it up all year round, build a nice deck around it. If you ever move, you can take it with you, but it's very popular with our customers. Coming into 2021, we have them in stock. Come and get yours now.
Hot Springs Spas and Pool Tables too. Tell them Scott sent you.
For years, Peckwood Chevrolet Buick GMC in Valley City has been there for you, and we're here for you now. Our top priority continues to be to keep our community safe and healthy. That's why we are taking extra measures in cleaning our facility to minimize any health risks. Convenient pickup and delivery to your home or office for sales and service is still available. Together, we will get through this and be stronger for it. Thank you from everyone at Peckwood Chevrolet Buick GMC in Valley City.
Hey everybody, if you've ever thought about heirloom beans as a storable survival food, I've got great news. In fact, I'll bet it's the best news you've heard in a while. Here's the thing, we've just received a fresh batch of gourmet heirloom beans, survival soup beans. These beans are gorgeous, highly nutritious, and above all, with no hesitation whatsoever, the best tasting beans in the entire world. The best part? We've dropped the price by 33% this week for listeners who know higher food prices are coming and want an inflation hedge you can actually eat if you want to. It gets even better. With your permission and with the high regard for your health and well-being, I also want to send you 2 pounds of what we think is the single most underrated superfood in the world, period. Go to soupbeansurvival.com, that's soupbeansurvival.com, and discover the real reason we're giving this unusual superfood away at soupbeansurvival.com, that's soupbeansurvival.com.
We've all seen and perhaps use the alcohol-based hand sanitizers. Have you noticed how it dries your skin, and as soon as the alcohol evaporates, it's no longer effective? GCNteam.com has alcohol-free antibacterial soap and foam, meeting or exceeding all requirements set forth by the United States Food and Drug Administration. Come to GCNteam.com, keyword antibacterial, or call 877-878-4203.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to generate an endless supply of natural silver solutions. SilverLungs.com. You'll find no wild claims or pseudoscience, just a lifetime of nano-sized pure silver solutions. The Silver Lungs generator allows you to make your own, so stop paying for silver solutions. The unique lung delivery system targets respiratory infections where other silver solutions simply cannot reach. See the Silver Lungs generator and lung delivery system at SilverLungs.com. That's SilverLungs.com.
Join me, George Norrie, for the Worldwide Contact in the Desert Virtual UFO Conference, June 25th to June 28th. Contact in the Desert is an epic weekend of adventure, jam-packed with exciting explorations into UFOs, ancient civilizations, AI, crop circles, forbidden archaeology, disclosure, and the newest evidence of ongoing contact, sightings, and leading-edge science. This amazing weekend delivers more than 130 presentations and special events showcasing 67 speakers from all over the world, with 2 extra weeks to view your favorite leading experts, including Avi Loeb with Clyde Lewis, Linda Moulton Howe, Paul Hellyer, John Lear, Russell Targ, David Childress, Doc Wallach, and more. With breaking articles in the New York Times and acknowledged naval sightings, and more importantly, the new release of classified documents on the day of the soft opening of Contact in the Desert, we are your source for inside information. Join us June 25th at contactinthedesert.com to get your tickets today. Make contact, contactinthedesert.com.